Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parashah Pekudei, Accounts of Week 23, 6 Aliyah. Moses set up and lighted the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord commanded him. Exodus 40, verse 25. Before whom are you shining or showing off? Moshe was ordered to set up the fire of the lamps before the Eternal. The lampstand didn't shine for man, but for the Eternal. Even though the priests benefited from the menorahs, the lampstand's light, when entering the sacred place, it isn't written anywhere that the lights were set up for the purpose of lighting the area of the priests while ministering. There is a flame within human beings. It is the flame of life, Proverbs 20, verse 27, John 1, verse 4, John 8, verse 12. The light of life given to our body temple wasn't put there to shine before men in the first place, but before the Eternal. Nowadays, most men want to shine before others, but that's not the purpose of our lives. Popularity is a curse for our societies. The one who wants to be popular and to be seen by others doesn't understand why he has received life. Be careful with social media like Facebook. If you wish, or if your wish is, to be seen by men, your priorities are inverted. Get in your room, in your secret room. Get in there and shine before your Heavenly Father. Then you'll be able to relate to others without that evil desire of praise and recognition by man. Who are you shining for? Moshe had learned that particular lesson, and he set up the lights before the Eternal. Even though that light wasn't destined for men, it could also benefit them. This shows us that the one who has life's priorities in the right order also benefits other people. The one who lives for the Eternal also lives for the others. The one who shines for the Eternal is also a light for all men. Whom do you live for? The Eternal or for men? Shalom.